Hi, and welcome to another episode of For the Road Forward, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelly Blue Book. I'm your host, Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and I am thrilled to be right here live coming to you from the floor at Digital Dealer with my good buddy, Patrick James of Be Auto. And we're going to be going on the main stage, you know, very shortly to talk to dealers about some of the things that should be top of mind right now. So, Patrick, what are you hearing about the show so far?
Well, I got to go back to my roots, right, which is all about, you know, used cars, inventory, supply, et cetera. And I know at Digital Dealer, there's a lot of conversations about how to do the omni-channel approach to get the customers to engage with you. But I think a lot of that applies to BDCs now being more responsible to actually go out and help the dealer find more cars. So if they can win trades, if they can buy cars off the street, then the dealer wins. That's kind of a new role for BDCs. I think it's normally they're like, hey, we got a hand raiser. Let's go talk to them and try to get them into the dealership. And now I think they're getting the opportunity to be a little more proactive to actually help dealers source cars and go after people that didn't necessarily raise their hand to the dealership, but might have raised their hand to say, I want to sell my car.
Great advice. Inventory acquisition is the name of the game. It is one of the most important things to keep our inventory turning. And we're going to talk a little bit when we get on stage about long tail trade models, working your service drive. I think right along that thread with how important BDC's role is and operational processes are for acquiring really good, really profitable inventory. We don't talk about service drive enough in today's environment. So tell us, what should our dealers know about service drive processes?
Well, I think a couple things. So one is, you know, we've got to make an offer. And what I've really heard from dealers as to what makes that offer actually interesting and acceptable is first you got to ask permission to give them an offer. Customers coming to the service drive aren't exactly looking, you know, to trade their car. That wasn't their first thought when they're saying, hey, I got to go in and have service. So the really good dealers that I've seen do a good job on their service drive is, one, they ask for permission. They confirm the service appointment. They ask for permission. Then when that customer says, sure, I'd be willing to take a look at an offer, then we provide a good detailed offer that shows them exactly what's good about their car. Good. Not all bad, good, and what's bad about their car. And this is how we came up with the value that we think your car is worth, whether you trade it or whether you just sell it to us outright. And I think the dealers that are patient about that, they play the soft game, if you will. I can't tell you how many dealers tell me that when we make offers to customers in the service drive, they don't just walk up to the showroom and do the deal. Mohawk Honda is a dealership that I'm going to have on the stage tomorrow while we're here at Digital Dealer. Their average transaction from the time they make an offer in the service drive is 12 days.
Wow.
So, you know, trying to push that customer to make that decision, they say, is absolutely not the success rate that they've seen. You got to be patient. You got to be soft about it and put the information in the customer's terms. And if you stay up with persistent, kind, gentle feedback, they will let you know that, hey, I'm willing to transact.
That's a fascinating stat. I'm going to say that again because it's a big one. And it's the first time I've heard it. So a dealership group who we believe is probably the closest to having mastered this, really clear processes, really clear measurement, have spent time optimizing to move the needle 12 days from the time they give that service drive initial offer with permission, softly, gently, kindly, and then 12 days later is the average time that they acquire that car, take it in on trade. Really, really cool number. Thank you for sharing that. So as we wrap it up, because we have work to do, as our dealers are closing out 2025 and getting ready for a big 2026, what's your number one piece of advice right now?
You know, it's that time of the year where inventory gets even trickier, right? We're coming into the winter months, the seasonality. Everybody starts to thinking, should I go out, buy a bunch of cars at auction and be ready for tax time 2026, right? And so am I ready for that? That is where I think if you're doing the right processes in your dealership, you don't have that frenzy of having to go out and say, am I ready for a spring market? You can start to put these processes in place now, when you actually have the time to perfect them and really work with your staff, get them on the same page so that you're starting to fill that pipeline naturally rather than having this knee-jerk reaction where we tend to go out and get a lot of inventory that maybe isn't the best ROI for the dealership. So I would be working on that from now to the end of the year.
I am so pleased to have with me today, live from the floor at Digital Dealer in Las Vegas, my good buddy, Noah Lee. You probably know him from Dropping Knowledge with Noah, his hit podcast. All kinds of great insights coming out for our dealers on his podcast as well. But Noah and I today had the opportunity to be on stage here in the Expo Hall at Digital Dealer talking about AI, yep. All of the awesome insights and predictions and recommendations and automation and the real world things that dealers should be thinking about and doing today, yep, to finish out 2025 strong and to have a great 2026. So Noah, give our listeners a little bit of an overview of what we covered today.
All right. So I think what we first looked at was how AI is basically integrating itself into every aspect of the dealership experience or, you know, dealership operations. Whether it's, you know, how you merchandise your vehicles, how you appraise your vehicles, how you price them, to how it integrates with your website and personalizes the experience for your shoppers, but also provides insight, strategies, and execution on the back end for your marketing teams. We also looked at how it integrated with your CRM to empower your salespeople, provide a better experience for your customers, and also integrates into your advertising to provide more effective campaigns and maximize your return on investment. Then on the other side of things, we also looked at how digital retailing is becoming more than just a tool that you throw on your website and really turning into a new process for managing deals start to finish at the dealership.
So Noah, you also, without me today, had a session on Deal Central.
Yes.
Tell our listeners a little bit about Deal Central. We've heard some buzz out there about it, but we haven't really gone out there and told the story of not only what it is, but why is it so important to dealers in that digital retailing connected world that you just mentioned.
So the way that I like to talk about Deal Central is to kick it off by saying it's a collaborative deal-making platform for everyone, everywhere. So that basically means that however somebody wants to buy their car, it allows a dealer to flex their process to that shopper, or that's how they want to start that deal at home, complete more of those steps, and then come into the dealership and pick up where they left off, or come into the dealership and point at a vehicle, say they'd like to buy that car today. It really is a set of tools to empower salespeople, to guide people through that process in a collaborative environment, so you're looking at the same thing and it's transparent for the shopper, but also transparent for the dealer, but also eliminate that kind of, Wizard of Oz effect where who's the man behind the curtain, you know, having the salesperson leave that customer and going and talking to the desk manager. Instead, we're sending deals to that desk manager. While you wait, you know, that salesperson can take that shopper to the service department, schedule first service, check out accessories, go for another test drive. And then once that desk manager updates the deal, they get an update on their computer and they can work it from there. Everything is connected. There's no data reentry. There's no errors. You can upload documents to it. It really is awesome. It's a new way to work deals, and we're seeing dealerships absolutely crush it out there. You know, basically seeing deals that go through that Deal Central tool closing at like a 3 times higher rate than any other deal that's worked to the dealership.
It's really cool. This is the tool that enables the omnichannel experience,
yes,
that consumers have been begging for from our industry for the last handful of years. And it's also enabling the dealership to find efficiencies in their processes and greater profitability. Like Noah just said, closing at 3 times the rate. So conversion is really important, but we actually are seeing in every bit of the data that when we give the consumer the ability to self-guide, to go through this process at their own pace, where they feel like they're in control in their buying as opposed to being served, the dealership is making more money as well. So it's truly a win-win. So Noah, as we finish out 2025, look forward to 2026. If our listeners only take one thing away today, what is your number one piece of advice?
Send everybody a link to digital retailing, no matter how they reach out to you. So if they call you, fill out a form, they come to the store, get them into DR, and here's why. They close at a higher rate, about 76% higher, 54% faster, and on average, they generate about 1,900 and $72 in additional gross profit per deal. So it is a no-brainer. Send them that DR link. You're going to see some increased sales and profits.
You heard it right there. Some knowledge dropped by Mr. Noah Lee. I am happy to be coming to you live from the floor at Digital Dealer in Las Vegas with my good buddy, Curtis Driver of the Capital Automotive Group. And Curtis has been a dear friend and colleague for a very long time. And when we have questions about products or technology, or we need something tested, we often go to Curtis and his teams. He's been 20 years with the group.
Just celebrated 20 years.
Just celebrated 20. Congratulations on that. What a milestone. And what a milestone for the Capital organization. Great people, retaining great people. That means you're doing things right. So kudos to the entire team there and the leadership team there. But Curtis, you spend a lot of time after your years of working in just about every role within the organization, but you travel and you educate yourself and you study product and you you work with vendors, you interrogate vendors, you are truly a master of your trade and a master of technology, and we believe that you will always have your finger on the pulse of what is happening. What are the biggest pain points that you're seeing right now for the dealership body in general?
So one of the biggest pain points that our teams have is there are so many new AI tools and AI companies out there, and everybody's trying to solve a different problem. And sometimes these tools, we try to wedge them in just because it looks cool or it sounds cool. So our teams are really struggling right now to figure out, okay, this sounds really promising and exciting, but is this actually going to affect our teams? Is it going to increase productivity, reduce lift, and ultimately sell us more cars?
Yep. Sell more cars, make more money, create more loyal lifetime customers, be profitable in times when margin compression is a really real thing. I think that's great advice. In fact, I think you were here earlier, Noah and I spoke on stage here in the expo hall around just the role that AI is playing today. And really, you know, we think about all that technology and all the data underlying AI, but when it comes right down to it, we know this is still a people business. And most importantly, we know that the purpose of AI is to make our marketing smarter, our operations stronger, our people more efficient, our inventory decisions smarter. You know, it's all about getting better, but there's so much to choose from that, you know, it's conferences like this and having those really meaningful conversations with vendors to understand how it all connects. It's like anything else. If it doesn't connect and it doesn't create a more seamless experience for the consumer and reduce swivel chairing for your staff, they're not going to adopt it. So as we are closing out 2025 and moving towards 2026, what's your number one piece of advice for everybody listening today?
My biggest piece of advice, especially when it comes to all the new tools, all the new vendors, all these new, everything AI, is make sure that you have a problem and are looking for a partner to solve the problem. You're not taking a partner and creating a problem for them to solve just because you like the product.
Yeah. That is great advice. And we'll be back with you later today, right here from the show floor. Don't forget to go to b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward to subscribe to be one of the first to hear when bonus episodes like this are released or any of our amazing Cox Automotive consumer studies throughout the year. Curtis, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Jake.
And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.